It's a great feeling. Definitely nerve-wracking, you know. Want to get into it, kind of just get my feet wet right now. But it's a great feeling, you know. It's a dream come true. It's still coming true. I've been saying that for a while now. I feel like talking to you guys, and it's still the same feeling, and it's great. I just want to get to work.
Kind of a weird feeling in a sense, because I look at this, and it's the same type of setup I had in college. I don't know if it's purposely that the rookie's on the third floor to bring all the stuff up, but that's where I'm at right now, and that's where I was when I was a freshman at Stanford. So it just kind of shows I'm back at the bottom, and I have to work my way back up to being one of the great players here.
You know, it's a tradition now at this point. So this is fourth year in the dorms. I enjoy it. I think it's all good to get everybody together. It's kind of like a college atmosphere again, and going through everything together. You got a bunch of new guys. Obviously, you've been with them in OTAs and off season, but you know, kind of interact with them more and kind of be with them all day long. And then even when you go home to be in that group is, I think it's good to build kind of that team atmosphere.
What do you guys do to kind of kill the time in the dorms, though?
I mean, we don't spend much time at the dorms. We do, you know, everything at the facilities for the most part. And then when we get back here, we got a snack. They do a great job preparing a great snack for us at night. And then after that, you're, you know, either in your own room with your roommate or, you know, in the common areas, just kind of hanging out. But you'll get back late at night, and you got about an hour, 2 hours before you need to kind of get to bed and get ready for the next day. So it's not too much hanging around the dorms. A lot of that's just sleeping.
You're kind of glad the wait's over. Okay, now it's here and we'll get going.
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. Over the month of working out and everything, all you're thinking about is what you can possibly do to put your best foot forward when you come up here. And now that it's finally here, you just kind of want to get straight to it.
How excited are you to put the pads on and really, really just get going?
Yeah, that's exciting because football, the pads on is just, I mean, it's going to be the introduction to the NFL, really. So that's going to be great to see that finally against all my teammates.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. That was the main point when we were here last time. I kind of was happy with what I kind of showed out there on the field, but the whole time I was kind of thinking about, okay, I can't wait to put pads on, show them I can actually tackle, hit people, and take people to the ground and do those types of things.
How exciting is it knowing you have the veterans and the talent to make a run at a Super Bowl, and this is kind of the start now of that?
Yeah, I mean, I think lucky. For us here, you know, with obviously when you have 12 and all the other pieces that have been put together, you kind of go into every year understanding, you know, the choices and the opportunity you have to make a run. So this is just the beginning, and a lot of it's just putting the time in. And I think we had a very good off-season program, and now it's about just continuing to build. And you know, as in any time, we have young guys who are going to need to step up and play. So trying to bring them along and get them ready for, you know, a quick turnaround. Obviously, we, with that fifth preseason game, we jump into it pretty quick, getting into, like, game planning and getting ready for, you know, games. So I think it's good for, you know, us all to be together in the dorms to kind of bring people along in your position group that are going to need to be ready to play in, you know, a week, 2 weeks.